a lot. You know, the NBA, you know, I mean, it's a lot of games to play. It's all about your approach and things like that. So today wasn't my greatest day, but I think it was all about just still finding ways to bring energy how I can and just still find positives how to help the team. And like I've always spoke on, as long as your energy and effort is there, miss, make shot, you know, really, you got to ignore it. So I think that's why we ultimately came out with a win, you know. Like we, like, not just me, we, it was an ugly game overall, but glad we won.
What is the positive that you found to yourself during the game? Like, what did you focus on to do?
Just playing the right way, understanding the system that Thunder implemented, and understanding how I kind of fit in that role, and just the different multi-position places that I could be in.
What was the key to getting the final stop on defense?
Just communicating, talking, knowing that we had to win that possession to win the game. I think it was just all about that and us fighting out and doing it.
What are your thoughts about heading into the Vegas next week? Are you guys going to regroup on anything specific?
Yeah. You know, three games in 3 days is hard for anyone. So obviously recovery is a big part of that. We'll do that, and then we'll just get ready to go for whoever we're playing. And the goal is to win the championship there.
My last question is, the team showed a lot of poise, even though it was kind of a tough shooting night. As a group, what's the mentality like to keep that poise?
I think you just got to stay neutral through it all. Miss or make shot, that can't determine how you playing the game. A lot of ways early, it kind of was doing that for us, but we just kind of found a way to just stay with it.
Draft night, kind of what's going through your head like in the moments before it actually comes to fruition?
A lot. You know, you know, the when you're going through the draft process, you understand what scenarios, situations, things can happen. So I knew where my night started. And it's a high-pressured moment because, you know, your life changes in those moments. So it was all about the dominoes falling. And, you know, some dominoes fell early in the draft that was good for my things with other teams besides the Thunder. So that heightened it. And, yeah, it just all worked out how it was supposed to.
How long before that moment did you, like, get the call? Or did you get a call saying, like, it's going to happen at this time?
I just honestly got the call after.
Yeah.
I didn't really know. It was just, like, kind of we was just sitting there, and then it just kind of happened. It was crazy, honestly, because we didn't know before.
Now, we talked at Summer League, and we were talking about, like, we don't know where it's going to – or not Summer League, Cut the Combat. And it was like, we don't know when it's going to happen, what round or whatever. And then for a team to actually, like, make trades to get to you, did that, like, kind of boost your confidence? It's like they really wanted you.
Yeah, I think it just helps any player in that situation. You know, I'm not Wimby, you know, so like for a team to show that level of interest and wanting me, I think it shows a lot. And I'm really appreciative of them doing that, you know, because I understand the position that I'm in and things like that. And, you know, no one's promised anything on draft night, you know, but for someone to pursue you in the NBA, it's a rare thing. I think we all know that. So just to have that, it was, you know, honestly a blessing.
You see James Horse?
No, I didn't. I don't honestly understand why they did a horse out of all things.
So apparently, but it's like a lot of famous people from the area. They like have these horse statues and then they like dedicate them to them. It's a bunch of them.
Okay.
So
I did see it though.
Horse next for you? Is that what you want? I'm just joking.
And that's what comes with it, I guess. We'll see. Maybe a different type of statue. I don't know about a horse though.
Have they talked to you about like expectations for Summer League, or is it kind of just like the experience?
I think it's just all about experience. You know, we're obviously a really good team. So it's all about making sure my effort and energy is there to just give me a chance to do whatever I can do when it comes to playing during the year. So right now it's all about gaining experience, going through the lumps, highs and lows, and the greatest teacher in life, whether it's basketball, whatever it is experience. So I think it's all about doing that, you know. It's almost good that I'm messing up and making mistakes now just to kind of get it out of the way. Because when it's time for me to, you know, go, I'll be ready.
Have you wrapped your head around the idea that, like, every time you probably come to this arena as an NBA player, you're going to get more love than the other opponents that
come in? Yeah, that was dope. Like, I didn't expect it, honestly. Caught me off guard. But I guess it's a good, you know, situation to have somebody show love to me like that. You know, Utah's home to me in a lot of ways. So I'm glad that they was able to kind of show me that love. You know, I'll be curious at what Charlotte does. You know, Charlotte, I'm not from North Carolina, but I'm from the Carolina. So, but they not gonna hear South Carolina. They gonna hear Weber State. So, we'll see. But like getting the love from Utah was big, though.
Well, it was smaller section.
Okay. Nah, for sure. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.